Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for February 23rd to March 2nd and beyond.
There are a number of notable new developments in the zodiac this week. On Tuesday, February 25th, Venus changes signs. After a couple of months hanging out in Sagittarius while it was retrograde, Venus now enters the sign of practical goals, Capricorn.
It's interesting that Venus will enter Capricorn simultaneously with the Moon. Since the Moon boosts the energy of whatever it is associated with, the change for Venus will likely create some Venus-types events on Tuesday, the day of the transition.
Okay. The entry of Venus into Capricorn sets up a Parivatna Yoga between Venus and Saturn, which is transiting in Libra. Venus is now in Saturn's sign, and Saturn is in Venus's sign. The effects are similar to a conjunction of Venus and Saturn. Venus gets stability and realism from Saturn, which indicates stabilizing effects in anything from romance to the financial sector. In other words, the significations of Venus.
The Venus-Saturn connection would also favor realism in another area, finding compromise and coming to an agreement, which may help resolve some of the conflicts currently in progress around the world.
Okay. Venus will be in Capricorn for all of March until March 30th. On Friday, February 28th, there will be a new moon at 16 degrees Aquarius in the sidereal zodiac. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month Falguna, named for the nakshatra of the full moon, which will be in Uttara Falguni on March 16th.
The coming lunar month, which coincides with the calendar month, carries with it the energy of Uttara Falguni, making this month more appropriate for ceremonies, initiations, marriage, dealing with authorities, generally an auspicious month for beginnings.
Okay. Also on Friday, February 28th, Mercury will end its retrograde period at 24 degrees Capricorn. Mercury significations will then gradually get back to normal over the coming week or so. Just remember, it takes a while for the planet to resume normal forward speed. So we can still have some Mercury retrograde hanging around. You have to be careful of mistakes in communication, misunderstandings, and so on for a little bit longer.
Mercury is not under malefic influence, and since it is in Capricorn, the sign of its friend Saturn, Mercury will manifest its energy by being more practical and cautious. Mercury leaves Capricorn on March 11th.
Okay, and finally, on Saturday, March 1st, Mars begins its retrograde phase at 3 degrees Libra. When a planet is retrograde, it is at its closest to the Earth, and therefore bright in the heavens, therefore strong for effects, but not behaving normally.
And the not behaving normally part gets an additional emphasis due to Mars being so close to Rahu, because Rahu itself represents unusual happenings.
Yes, that is one of Rahu's significations, unusual, which could be also construed as confusing.
So how about a rundown of the possible results of Mars retrograde and the Mars retrograde plus Rahu?
Well, first, Mars retrograde is the planet of action, being held back from making normal progress in the zodiac. So we can easily deduce that things in general don't move forward so easily. Therefore, it's not a good time to start anything important, and even ongoing projects encounter delays and obstacles.
And then add to that bottled up Mars, the energy of Rahu, as the indicator of great desire and even obsession. Sounds like a pretty frustrating mix.
Yes, David, it's not a pleasant combination, especially when you consider that Mars, at its worst, can be violent and destructive, and when retrograde, that energy gets held back until it literally blows up.
Sounds like bad Buddha. In any case, we get the picture of great desire plus a ticking time bomb, question is, when does it blow up?
Well, for that, we have to look for other activating factors, such as the moon, which we call the seconds hand of the cosmic clock.
Looking at the transits screen on my computer, I see that on Tuesday, March 4th, the moon will go into Aries, which is directly across from the Mars-Rahu conjunction. Sounds like a good candidate for the match that lights the fuse. But can we get more specific about what exactly happens?
Well, for more specifics, we have to analyze the sign that the retrograde Mars plus Rahu combination is placed in. So this is Libra. Libra is an idealist, which includes social idealism. And on the downside, that can go all the way to fanatical ideals.
Ah, yes, and let's not forget that Hitler was a vegetarian and a Libra rising, so put that in your New Age pipe and smoke it.
All right. So that makes him qualify as a fanatic. Yeah, all right. We have already seen some of the results over the past week, with the uptick in violent protests against governments in various countries.
Yes, but Ron, is there any upside to the Rahu plus retrograde Mars combination?
Well, one potential benefit of Mars retrograde is that it's the planet of planning, logistics, and strategy. And Mars retrograde is therefore a good time for making preparations. The good side of Rahu is it's the planet of invention and innovation.
Okay, so cultivating new techniques for setting things up, making use of new inventions, these are positive uses of the Mars retrograde plus Rahu energy pattern. But isn't Rahu also confusion and deceit? It is one of the eclipse points which obscures things. And then Mars, the planet of conflict, going backwards, things could get pretty janky, don't you think?
Yep, that is another potential. There could be wrong actions, misleading, deceitful actions, mistakes.
I'm thinking of the USA chart with this combination transiting the 11th house, which is our glorious Congress. More Republican Party antics coming our way, Ron?
Good example, David. I'm sure we'll be watching for some of that in the coming weeks.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.